Well, the Pope just had surgery. We're going to call him, make sure he's okay coming up here in 20 minutes. But right now on this Tuesday morning, it's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A Number One Air.
Well, thank you, Craig. Boy, Giorgio, you ready to drive to training camp? I'm excited.
Shut up.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a horrible start to my talk segment.
God, I wish you guys would do this.
He is not.
He is not doing it.
Then why did you panic text me last night? Hey, man, what are our flight numbers
wait,
again?
Wait, how did you hear a voice quiver in a text?
I may have added that.
A panic text. It was just a text.
Because
no panic
I asked you
it.
About it yesterday, and you didn't say anything, and then all of a sudden this text. Hey, by the way, what's our Junior text or emailed it to you like 3 weeks ago.
I didn't see it in my email.
You know, you're so frustrating.
What? I really didn't see it in my email.
That's because the only emails you open are subject line LHO.
What does that stand for?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
What? Who is that?
I did have the idea to drive to training camp. I thought it'd be, I've always wanted to drive to California.
That's so great.
Then you jumped on it, which is fine. If you want to jump on it too and drive a separate car to training camp.
I wanted a caravan.
And now you still claim that you're driving, and I'm just annoyed because you're not driving.
I am too.
No, you're not.
I want to see the Great American Highways.
I really did want to see them.
But classic Route 66.
I got vetoed by Congress, so I went ahead and made my plane travel.
You can't make your own decisions as to which way you travel?
I can. You just kind of pick your battles, all right?
What was her problem
with
it?
And she was probably right.
What was her problem with it? She was scared that you would get injured on the highway?
Just kind of safety of, yeah.
But you're Captain Midnight.
I used to be. I don't know if he still lives here or not.
She took the title away from you?
Maybe.
Said you can no longer be Captain Midnight? Well, this guy here is Captain Midnight now.
You are not driving.
I am too. I can't wait to drive. Booked my car yesterday.
What kind of car?
I don't know. It's made by Airbus. I know that much.
An air car.
There we go.
No, I'm going to drive, and I'll tell you all about it when I get to training camp.
The P1s want the two of you to drive
to
training
camp. They demand it.
The stories would be unbelievable.
All right, next year.
Oh, no way. It's got to be this year.
Why not this year?
It has to be this year.
I think I got a non-refundable ticket, maybe.
I think they're fully cancelable.
Yeah.
Because flexibility is important.
Thanks to the pandy.
In this trying time, yes.
God, be so great.
So we can cancel free of charge.
We're going to be tired. We're tired at the end of the week.
We got two drivers.
We have to leave right after the show.
We got two drivers. We're caravanning, so when you get tired, I'll get into your car and you get into mine.
Oh, okay.
Now, you guys have to take the same car. That way you can take turns driving. And the first day, that Friday, you'll be tired from doing the show, but you don't have to go that far on Friday. As long as you get out
somewhere. As long as we get to Fort Worth.
Further than that, somewhere to West Texas, you'll be fine the next 2 days.
So now you're asking me to drive with him. Originally, it was just me driving. Now I got to put up with same song over and over again.
It would be funnier.
Same drops over and over again.
It would be funnier if the two of you took the same car. But if you want to take two separate cars but caravan, that's fine too. Because as long as you have CBs.
All right, what if we get one of those vehicles like a limo that has the partition? So we don't have to interact.
So I have to drive and you get to sleep in the back or we're gonna switch?
And the other way around. I mean, when it's my turn to drive, you get the back.
We're flying through the desert in the middle of the night and is Gordo awake up there or vice versa?
Let me get this straight.
What?
Two guys who are friends for 25 years and who talk to each other for a living.
Every day.
Yeah.
On a road trip.
Yeah.
Need a vehicle with a partition so they don't have to interact.
When it comes to us, yes.
I want to see the looks we're going to get as someone sees a limousine go by in the middle of the desert. Like, what is that? Why is there a limousine way out here?
Could you imagine
how much gas we would burn?
Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
Maybe, 3 miles a gallon?
Can you imagine
we'd
the
be
great...
stranded in the middle of the desert. We couldn't make it to the next gas station.
Can you imagine the great segments we would get out of this?
Oh, my gosh. A big stretch.
We could still do it, Giorgio.
Please.
How are we going to afford a limousine?
P1s, they need to hear
some
from you.
Some P1 has some spare limousine. That's it's like from 85, yeah.
That's not going to make it.
Via email or soch, we need all the P1s to encourage these two guys to do this.
Hey, we could do it, Giorgio. Didn't Ducey, did they take a they took a, like an RV or something, right?
Me and Chris Hanks. I thought it was a regular car.
Yeah, I think it was. Maybe it was a Fox 4 van or something.
Yeah, maybe.
With a dish on the top.
What a beating that is.
A mystery van.
Let's take the mystery van. The Scooby-Doo van.
Scooby-Doo.
All right, so should we do the limousine or should we just do like a regular rental car?
We're not doing it.
You have to do it.
Let's pick something really impractical. Like an old MG.
Some convertible. Yeah. What a beat.
Like an old face. Fiat from the 70s. A real Fiat. All right. It'll be something dependable. And how about like a Class C RV?
You know, George, you really should reconsider doing it this year because it's only going to get harder from every year here on out. So you need to.
Her reasoning is going to apply more as the years go on.
You're a year older now. A YOLO case.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And I thought the whole thing sounded great. But let me tell you, I've never seen a plan disintegrate in front of my eyes more than when I.
You were
when I laid it on Congress there.
You were more unprepared to go to court than you thought you were. You thought you were ready to go to trial, and then you got dismantled.
The price of gas is really not that high.
Well, it's time to stand up. Finally, grow a pair.
Yeah.
I'm with
y'all
Junior
know how that
this.
Goes. It all sounds great, and if someone is really against the idea in the household, you know who wins that?
Who? But if you're really for it,
well, I think either spouse could win it. But if someone's really opposed to it, the other spouse usually doesn't.
No, this is only working on you.
Okay,
this is only working on you because you are not. You don't have conviction. If you felt strongly about
it, yes.
We're trying to get you to feel strongly about it. I honestly will do it if you do it with me.
We're halfway there.
Where are we going to stay?
Come on, we're living
on
a prayer.
They have hotels in America.
Yeah, but I know how he tries to stay in hotels, like the one he stayed in Mississippi.
What? It was a reasonable rate.
See there? He's looking for the reasonable rate.
No, we'll stay in regular motels. Killed.
Yeah, there are plenty of them.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal.
All right, 2022, that is the year.
Come on. Why are you chickening out on this?
Yeah,
this
was your
great idea.
I had.
See?
No, it was George's idea.
This is such a weird stance. You want credit for the idea that you won't do.
That's right.
I don't understand.
I had
You're
a good
so,
idea.
You jealously guard ownership
it.
Of it,
yeah.
But yet you have no interest in it.
I admit that's a bit of an odd stance, but it's also odd circumstances, too.
Please, Giorgio, for $1 million, will you do this? If we can raise $1 million for Hope Supply Company.
for Dunham's Hope Supply Company?
Yeah, it's for you. To get fresh diapers and toilet paper for you.
George, do it for the senior source. Can you imagine how much money you guys could raise?
Okay, don't guilt me into that.
Guilt you? You mean appeal to your sense of charity.
Yes. Oh, man.
Oh, this is going to happen.
I don't think we're making any headway here, Craig.
It's not going to happen.
I don't think we're making a dent.
Here's the thing. Even if I did somehow turn around on this, which I'm not going to, but if I did,
that gives us a lot of hope.
He would forget that we're going or something and go, no, it's all right. I'm leaving with Junior in a couple hours.
Then
I'd be back on my own again, 2,000 miles in front of you.
That's a legitimate concern.
I'll fly and meet you halfway.
I give you that. That is a legitimate concern that I would be in the 48 hours leading up to departure, if I were you, I'd be sweating bullets right. that he's going to go.
Yes, or we wind up in Phoenix and he leaves the next day and leaves me in Phoenix to figure it out for myself, or well, he takes a flight from Phoenix and I still got to figure it out because he took the rental car to the airport.
With
left
modern
it there.
GPS, you could get from Phoenix to L.A.
I know.
That's not a huge
I've
issue.
I've got to figure it out for myself. What?
Well, all of a sudden, yeah, I got
to figure out.
Try making flight reservations right now. It's not that easy.
Well, you wouldn't have
you'd
to
have
fly.
A car.
Yeah, you'd be driving.
No, but he's the one that's bugging
out. You know what I'm saying,
out.
Though? He would leave the beaten down hotel in the rental car, and I would know where it was. Little did I know, it's at the Phoenix airport.
Oh,
I just dropped
the,
it off.
I'd take the car, you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I'm just there at the beaten down hotel, no rental car, and no idea where Gordo
but
is.
But that makes for a great segment.
There would be a chance that when it came time to leave Dallas-Fort Worth, that I'd say, hey, I don't want to miss the flight. I already paid for it. I forgot to cancel it.
Right.
So I'm going to take the flight, and I'll rent a car there, and I'll meet you back halfway. So I drive back right. halfway.
There's all sorts of
ride
possibilities
with you.
Like that. Yes.
So many opportunities for Radio Gold on this.
Yeah,
list.
I know. I know. I agree with you.
And you're passing
That's
it
why
up.
I came up with the idea for Radio Gold.
Again.
And it got sabotaged.
So confusing.
All right. Well, maybe the P1s can talk the two of you into it. We'll see.